This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let's get into this Harvey Weinstein thing. What a creep. What a pig.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody knew.
Yeah, well, I think the proof is in the pudding. Now, yesterday here on the show, it was about 8:30 or so, Jamie got this alert from AOL. That's right. AOL, cutting edge. Who would have thought?
I did.
We joked about AOL, but it was AOL that sent out an alert.
That the New Yorker was just releasing an article about Harvey Weinstein.
That he was being investigated for rape.
Mm-hmm.
Three different women, okay? That's the alert. So we went to the computer, we started searching around, and we found the audio of a sting operation that was released yesterday. We're one of the first to play it yesterday. This was about 9:30 or so yesterday morning. And then all hell broke loose. After we got off the air, all of a sudden the allegations started flying everywhere. You had Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Angelina Jolie. Everybody was coming out of the woodwork because of this sting tape that we're about to play for you. Now, I found out the true story on this, Jamie.
The true story.
The girl, you ask me, the girl that's in the audio here, you're saying, why did she go back a second night?
Right.
Well, according to what I read yesterday and heard, she went out with him or met with him the night before. He grabbed her breast, honked her. He honked her.
Well, if you don't like being honked, why do you go out a second time?
Because she went to the police after getting honked, and they put a sting operation, put a microphone on her, and sent her back.
Oh, really?
While they watched.
Oh, I didn't know that part. That is the truth then.
This is like...
Because that makes more sense, because I was kind of irritated with her. Like, if you didn't like how he treated you the day before, why would you ever go out with him on a second date? But now that makes sense.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
She went to the police. This is an Italian model actress trying to get a role with Harvey. Harvey's just trying to get her into his room so that he could take a shower and her watch.
That's still weird. The weirdest fetish.
Just weird. And so she goes back with a sting operation with the New York Police Department the next day. Here's the audio. Listen to what a creep and how demanding he is.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Must.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I know. Now you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me.
I
need to know a person to
I
be
won't
touched.
Do a thing.
I don't want
everything, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
I
sit
know,
with me.
But
I promise.
Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No,
I ask
I can't.
You. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
go
to.
Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you don't, if you embarrass me in this hotel,
I'm not embarrassing you.
Just
it's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me in the
hall. It's not mine.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children, please come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute, and if you want to leave when the guy comes with my
Why
jacket,
yesterday you touched my breast.
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that. Come on.
You're used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here.
And there's another minute of this where he keeps on.
But I guess, though, that didn't give him enough evidence because all he's doing is asking her to. He's not doing anything wrong.
Except for the fact that he admitted that he groped her breast the night before.
Right.
I mean,
they didn't get to sting him on this. They didn't arrest him.
They didn't arrest him.
Yeah,
no, you're right about that. And they're catching heat.
Right.
A lot of different organizations and people are speaking out saying, hey, NYPD, why haven't you arrested this guy? You've got proof here that he did grab her the night before. You've got it. But now Harvey's out of the country. He went to rehab.
He did?
He flew out of the country yesterday.
What kind of rehab is that?
I don't know, but let me say this. I got a friend.
Yeah?
Kind of knows the rehab situation.
You do?
How the, how it works.
Wait. You have a friend?
I do have a friend.
What's his name?
It's none of your business. The rehab people don't discuss other people's names.
Okay, all right, sorry. Yeah.
But I do have a friend.
Yes.
I don't know where you go to get a rehab for what he's doing. I don't know where you go.
Yeah.
Because this guy is trying, and he's been doing it for 30 years. There's no fixing this guy, okay?
Yeah.
So I don't know where you go. I mean, maybe it's to make yourself look good, and I'm trying to get
is
better.
Is he really in the rehab? Blah, 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 blah.
That's what they're saying.
Really? Huh.
I don't know where you go, though. But as you said, the sad part of this is it's been covered up for years.
Yeah, everybody's known. And some actresses are now saying that when they complained, you know, it's such a shame because it's such a, I don't know, you're caught in the middle because you want to be famous, right? These people want to be famous. And this guy knows they want to be famous. And this guy knows they'll do anything to be famous.
Yeah. And you mentioned this to me. We've discussed this a couple of times off the air this morning. But Angelina Jolie seems to be the only person that had a confrontation with him, an altercation, and didn't go back.
Never worked with him again. She said that she was very uncomfortable, and he approached her and did, you know, all this creepy guy stuff. And she never went back again. But all the other actresses, they wanted the roles. They want to be famous. Like Gwyneth Paltrow went to Brad Pitt, and she's like, he's not right. And then Brad Pitt's like, hold on, let me get my cape. And he got in a fight with him. And he said he'd never touch her again, so then she did the next movie.
That's pretty admirable that Brad Pitt went in there and confronted this guy. Because
yes.
Brad Pitt has a movie career, too.
Right.
And this guy's very, very powerful, but he defended his woman.
That's beautiful. But then I guess Gwyneth is crazy.
Now, on the other side of this issue is
that's
Ben
why they
Affleck.
Broke up. What?
Ben Affleck is catching heat this morning from his ex-girlfriend from years ago because he didn't go in and defend his girl. He defended Harvey.
Who's the girl?
Her name's Rosa or something.
Rosa.
Rosa.
Rosa's all mad.
I don't know all the details. I'm just saying. But it's just crazy. Now, here's a couple of things I want to play for you. This is just absolute proof that all of Hollywood knew exactly what was going on with Harvey. Harvey was written into the script on a couple of different occasions over the past, what, five or six? These came out how long ago? Like 2015?
It was
2013? 2012?
Hold on.
I mean, they go back there.
2012 and 2013.
All right, so Seth MacFarlane is in 2013, is announcing nominations at the Oscars. Listen. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Listen.
The 2012 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Amy Adams in The Master. Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
So they knew. They knew. That was 2012.
That was at the Oscars.
They knew. They knew.
Here's another. This is from the TV show 30 Rock, which, by the way, I missed that show. That was a great show.
It really was.
This is from 30 Rock.
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
Yeah, they knew.
Wow.
Everybody.
Written into the scripts of these TV shows of Harvey Weinstein.
So the only thing that disturbed me, look, you know, everybody knew he was a perv. Everybody knew what he did, all that stuff. You either chose to work with him or you didn't. I guess what bothers me the most about all of this is there were a couple actresses, I can't find their names right now, but they actually said because they complained about him, they never got a part again. He would not hire them again because they said it wasn't right. It was Rosanna Arquette and Mira Sorvino. They both said they rejected Harvey Weinstein's unwanted advances and they were removed from his projects. You can't do that.
No.
That's the part that irritates me. Listen, all those other women that knew he was a perv and continued to work with him or whatever, that's their, you know, that's just them wanting to be famous at any cost. But these other women, this is what makes me mad, is when he's like, nope, sorry, you didn't want my wiener, you don't get a picture.
His MO was to blackball people.
Yes,
if you
absolutely.
Did not give him what he wanted, then you were blackballed.
Yep.
You didn't get your roles because he controlled. He did Pulp Fiction. He did Good Will Hunting. He did so many different movies. And he held to that, too. It wasn't just a threat. If he didn't get what he wanted, he removed you from it. Here's the news report yesterday of Angelina Jolie is a part of this.
Another seismic shock in Hollywood. Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow saying they, too, were sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein, adding to a growing list of women. Paltrow, then 22, had just been hired for the movie Emma. She tells the New York Times Weinstein put his hands on her and suggested they go to the bedroom for massages. I was a kid. I was petrified. Paltrow says she left and told her then-boyfriend Brad Pitt, who confronted Weinstein. Jolie says after her incident, she chose never to work with him again and warned others when they did.
Good for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for her.
I now, will tell you, though, I have great news for Harvey.
What's that?
Oh, my God, I have the best news ever.
What?
Lindsay Lohan is defending him.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
So good news
now,
for Harvey.
I think she did one of those, like, Instagram videos or something.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but she really needs a movie role.
Well, he's gone. He's never doing movies again.
See, I don't think she realizes this.
Poor Lindsay.
Lindsay, he can't help you now.
What is she doing?
Here's Lindsay defending Harvey.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. And I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong.
Whoa.
What do you want him to stop, Lindsay? Stop being sexually harassed? What, I don't understand.
Maybe he didn't find you as attractive as the other ladies, Lindsay. Maybe that's why. She's saying that his wife should be there to defend him.
Oh, no, not on this case.
I don't think so.
No, I think, Hillary did it, and she looks like a...
Yes.
I think there is always a point where you walk away. It's probably girl number two for me.
Well, she's known about this, too. The wife knew. She knew all along what was going on. Here's what I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the wife has found the perfect opportunity with this firestorm of allegations to really cash in.
Do they have kids together?
I don't know.
Because he swore on his kid's life about something.
Yeah, it must have.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So, but do you see what I'm saying? At the peak of Harvey is trash, is the time to cash in on his fortune, because you're a victim. You're the wife.
Yeah, but it doesn't go like that. They don't care really what he did. It's based on his prenup. Sorry. Sorry.
I like having my theories.
No, but like if he goes to jail, it doesn't mean she gets more money. It's based on...
No, but he may write a bigger check to make himself look better.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh!
I don't think.
Is it any wonder that I got hosed in my divorce?
I'm just saying. Huh?
With my thinking.
I don't think he's going to give a bunch of money to his ex-wife because he feels bad for being a perv.
That's what I did.
Because you were a perv.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.